From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how much support does anti-American cleric Muqtadar al-Sadr have in Iraq and outside Iraq? But first, that country is seeing the heaviest fighting since the fall of Baghdad a year ago in Fallujah, the city that has become the center of the unrest. There are reports that a U.S. missile has hit a mosque there, killing dozens of people. Also, 12 U.S. Marines died yesterday fighting in the western Iraqi city of Ramadi. And there are clashes elsewhere in Iraq. Joining us from Baghdad is Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello. How are you?
Now, help us for a moment understand where this is all happening. We've seen reports from the wire service that violence has spread to nearly all of the country.
I don't think that's entirely true. There is a lot of violence in western Iraq, sort of one section of the Sunni triangle that's around Ramadi and Fallujah. As you know, the past several days, the Marines have been surrounding Fallujah and making incursions into the city with the goal of arresting the people who were involved in the killing and mutilation of four U.S. contractors last week. Then in Ramadi, where there's also a very, very strong insurgent movement with a lot of links to Fallujah, the two cities are sort of sister cities. They're very easy to get to from each other. There are all kinds of back roads as well as a highway. There is also a lot of insurgent activity, and 12 Marines died yesterday after coming under fire. They were ambushed. So that's one complex of violence, so to speak. Then there's some more sporadic and less lethal violence in Bakuba, another city in the Sunni Triangle that's northeast of Baghdad. And then there is Shiite violence in the south.
Now, is there any indication that these clashes are orchestrated at all, or are they all independent and spontaneous uprisings?
Oh, I certainly think that there's an element of orchestration in all of them, although probably different orchestration depending on where we're talking about. In the Sunni Triangle, as I said, there's a lot of communication between Ramadi and Fallujah. There's nonstop coverage on the Arab satellite networks like Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya of what's going on in Fallujah. If you were in Ramadi and trying to plan an attack, you would be able to tell pretty well what was going on in Fallujah. Then, as for the Muqtadar al-Sadr's operations, he has militias in a number of cities, and they seem to be in touch to some extent. And when he issues a call, there's a response generally to it. Whether or not they check in with each other is hard to know.
And there were reports that Ukrainian troops actually pulled out of one city in the southern part of Iraq because of that, and that it essentially fell under Sadr's control.
That is correct. I haven't been able to substantiate those reports yet, but I've seen them as well, and it's fairly logical. It's they're in a difficult situation there. They're a relatively small number of troops. Al-Qud is a place where you could certainly have significant mob activity that would be very hard to control, particularly for military troops. These, for the most part, aren't policemen, and they don't necessarily know how to manage these situations.
How widespread is the Shiite uprising now?
I think it's quite widespread. If you look at the major cities in southern Iraq, the only one that has really not been affected or only been very marginally affected in the last few days is Basra. Basra is the second largest city in the country, so it's significant that it's had only sort of demonstrations with some shows of violence. But Al-Qut, which is a sizable city, Nasiriyah, which is a very big city, Amara, as well as, of course, Najaf and Kufa, which is where Kufa was where Muqtadar al-Sadr was headquartered, have all seen considerable friction. And either a takeover of the city in the absence of American troops or confrontation with either the American or other coalition member troops in the area.
Los Angeles Times reporter Alyssa Rubin in Baghdad, thank you very much.
Thank you.